Lord, I ask that you would speak to us today with your word and give us that word of truth that we all need. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of things that aren't true. It is not true to think that because you are a Christian, all of your problems are solved. Can I hear an amen? It is a disservice to bait non-Christians by telling them that when they accept Jesus as their Savior, all of their problems will be solved. The Bible doesn't say that. In fact, it says just the opposite. When you become a Christian, you will face trouble. The Bible promises that we will be new creatures and we are assured of a destiny that is secure, but it does not tell us that we won't have problems. The second thing that is not true is to say that all problems are discussed in the Bible, because they aren't. So this message is to seek some guidance in terms of how do we discern some of the things that we have to handle in this life that we encounter. The third thing that is not true is that, as a lot of people's thinking is, that if you have problems, you are not a spiritual person seeking to serve Jesus as Lord. We get this idea that there must be something wrong with our faith if we have problems. Having problems simply means that you are human. We all have problems, large and small, different times. We're not unspiritual because we have them. In fact, I think the opposite is closer to the truth. Spiritual people wrestle with some of the deepest problems that life offers. Job is a good example of that. In point, he has the problem of suffering. He doesn't have an answer. He wonders why. The counselors give their long statements, but they don't know either. Job was a spiritual man who dealt with the problem of suffering. I want to talk to you about the word as truth today. And when I talk about the word as truth, that is both Jesus and the scripture. And we should begin at the beginning. The beginning is Proverbs 4:7. If you would read it with me, it's in your bulletin. Here we go. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Well, what does that mean? There are three words that I want you to become familiar with. They are knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Say them with me, will you? Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. These three words are related in a process of maturity. Now, there's a great deal of difference between having knowledge of something and being wise. The difference between knowledge and wisdom is this: knowledge is just a load of books on the back of an ass. I know a lot of donkeys who have had a lot of knowledge, but they are not wise, if you get my meaning. Knowledge applies to facts or ideas acquired by study or investigation or observation or experience. Knowledge. Understanding is more than knowledge. Understanding is to achieve a grasp of the nature, significance, explanation of something. To understand something or someone is to comprehend and appreciate and to have a clear or complete idea of something or someone you know. To understand someone or something is also to humble yourself enough to learn. If you take the word understanding and you turn it around, to understand algebra, you have to stand under the rules of algebra to really comprehend and appreciate how it works. To understand a person, you have to stand under or submit yourself humbly to their world in order to really appreciate their life. Understanding is more than knowledge. Wisdom goes even beyond understanding. Wisdom is taking what you have learned, knowledge, and as you come to appreciate and comprehend that knowledge, which is understanding, Wisdom is the application of that understood knowledge to life situations. Wisdom suggests living by deep understanding, deep discernment. Wisdom suggests great understanding of people and of situations and unusual discernment and judgment in dealing with them in daily living. Anyone who is wise wants to know how to live so that he or she succeeds and lives well. Now, lest you think that everybody wants to live wisely and everybody here wants to live wisely, it's just not true. In fact, the book of Proverbs talks about people other than wise people. It talks about fools and scoffers and alcoholics and lazy people and simple people and wise people. So today, truth comes in a word. A word to the wise, you might say, because it is the wise who seek wisdom. As the Bible says, the beginning of wisdom is to get wisdom. To get wisdom, though, you have to pass through the other two stages. You have to first get some knowledge, and then you have to get some understanding of that knowledge before you can ever be wise enough to actually apply it in terms of your life. So let's back up and we begin with knowledge. What does the Bible say about God and knowledge? Read with me Proverbs 1:7. We have the key to the beginning of knowledge. Here we go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. She used that with the kids today. What does that mean? Well, first, there's an observation about fools in this. They despise wisdom and instruction. I'm about to give some wisdom and instruction. If you despise it, that is, if you disregard it, have contempt for it, or not apply it, guess what? You're a fool. Don't be a fool. Pay attention. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Let me say it a little bit different. A healthy respect for God and His ways is a good thing to learn. You need to learn this basic truth. God is in charge, not you. He can do what He wants. You are subject to His order of things, His laws. He is the God of order, and He will deal with you according to His ways, not yours. A healthy respect is good knowledge to learn. The truth is that we are sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure, and we are destined to eternal damnation without Jesus Christ, who is the truth. That's knowledge, folks. Jesus came to pay the price for our sinfulness. God, because of His own gracefulness, chose to send His Son Jesus to put things right in this world. If you don't accept His offer of paying the price for your being out of order and a sinner, then you die. It's as simple as that. You are dead in your sins. That's truth. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. He will not make an exception to His rules, His order, just because of you. You will die in your sin. You will live in eternal damnation. God takes care of business, and you are not an exception to the rule. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We are dead in our sins, but thanks be to God for His love for us, which gives us a way out of death. If we receive Jesus as our Savior and we appropriate God's love for us through Jesus, we will be saved from death and damnation. Now, that's the truth. Jesus is the Word. That's the truth. In Hosea 4:6, read it with me. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One way to interpret and understand that scripture is to know that many people God calls to be his people reject the beginning of knowledge. They think they have no need of a Savior. And therefore, they do not fear God. Proverbs describes these people as fools. So the person who rejects Jesus as Savior is the worst kind of fool. So the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. If there's anybody here today who hasn't received the love of God in Jesus Christ, then I call you to begin that journey in life. And you can find me after service if you want to receive Jesus as Savior. He died for you. He pays the price for your salvation. Don't be a fool. All you have to do is ask him into your heart and begin that journey with beginning knowledge. You see, knowledge saves us from death. The knowledge that God has certain rules and certain ways of doing things and that Jesus is that way of life keeps you from dying eternally, just like the knowledge of swimming can save you from death by drowning. Our mission as a church is to know Jesus as Savior and Lord and to make him known. It's out there on the wall as you go out of the sanctuary. You can't miss it. Now, that is our mission because we know that Jesus is the only way we will not die. So we want that knowledge of salvation, and we want to make sure that that knowledge of salvation is known to others. Knowing Jesus as Savior will keep you from dying eternally, but it won't keep you from suffering. You can still be stupid and foolish. A lot of people suffer even though they are Christians because they have knowledge of salvation, but they don't have any other knowledge of how God works. They suffer because they go against the rules and they wonder why it hurts. And sometimes they go against those rules because they don't know any better. It's ignorance. They are lacking in knowledge. The rules still apply even though you may not know them. You are maybe ignorant, but guess what? They're still in force. You know, I deal with people all the time and they know Jesus as Savior, but they don't know him as Lord. To know Jesus as Lord, you have to understand him and why he does certain things and says things. To know Jesus as Lord is to appreciate and comprehend who he is and what he says for us to be and to do as his people. Understanding begins to enter the picture when we move from Jesus as only Savior to Jesus as Lord of our lives. Knowledge is knowing the rules. Understanding is the beginning to see how things work together and for what reason they work together. Read with me Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And we talked about those three words. We know that Jesus is the Word of God born in the flesh so that anything that he says is the Word of God because Jesus is the Word of God and Jesus is truth. Come to us in the flesh. As we begin to listen and receive God's Word from Jesus, we get knowledge. And then comes a little bit of understanding along with the possibility of wisdom. We know that the Bible is God's word and that word is truth. And as we read it and we listen to it, we begin to receive the knowledge of God and with knowledge enters the possibility of understanding and finally wisdom. I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of you don't know the Word of God. You don't study it. You don't put yourself into situations like Sunday school or Bible study on Wednesday night to learn it. You don't learn it because you are lazy, foolish, scoffers, or you have other priorities. So you die in your life situations because you don't know what to do or how to respond to things. As Pam was talking to the kids, the Bible is like a map. It is a map, but looking at a map won't result in your being in Chicago, Illinois. You just have a map. You haven't made the journey to get to Chicago. You have to make the effort. You have to take the time. You have to bear the expense, and you have to travel the distance. But the map's there. Some people just want to look at the map. And some people don't even bother looking at the map. You know, I wrote this sermon on a computer, and I know very little about that computer. I understand it even less. I just know enough to use it as a word processor because they no longer use typewriters. For me to really understand that the machine, I would have to put forth the effort to work with it and take the time to gain the knowledge and the understanding. I have just enough knowledge, understanding, and finally wisdom to put a sermon into it, and most of the time I can get it out. But there have been a couple of times when I didn't get it out. Most of us are the same way when it comes to God's word, God's directions for our lives. We have a little knowledge, but even less understanding, and therefore a minuscule amount of God's wisdom. I got any kids in here who got driving permits? You guys, any of you guys got driving? Yeah. Let me tell you something about driving permits and being that age. When you get your driving permit, you only need enough knowledge of the road. To actually drive a car, you need to learn how to turn it on and what letter to put the gear shift into to make it run forwards or move backwards. Now, all that is knowledge. To begin to drive with some ability, you need to understand that, and that is that you would need to begin to appreciate and comprehend things like about cars and things about highway driving, how it all works, and it takes a little bit of book learning to get some of that. Now, a lot of high school drivers have accidents. And the reason is not so much they drive fast or recklessly, but because they are lacking in understanding and wisdom, understanding of how much time to stop, or watching out for other drivers, or driving on ice comes with spending time driving. Wisdom comes as time is put in on it. But as we all well know, not all drivers are wise. Some drivers are foolish. Some are scoffers towards others. Some are simple, they're very new at it. They don't have or want the wisdom of driving. Now, the same is true with learning how to navigate the journey of life that is a blessing, or a Christian life that is a blessing. The Bible is the road rules, but just knowing that is knowledge of the rules. But it doesn't teach you how to navigate the roads of life. That comes with actually getting out there and doing it and beginning to apply some of those rules to your life situations. The problem is most Christians, not to mention those who have no knowledge of Jesus or the Bible, that is, they're bad drivers on the road of life. Most Christians don't even know the rules of the road. They have very little knowledge. So therefore, they can't understand that which they don't know. And obviously, wisdom isn't even a possibility if you don't know anything. So they crash into the things, or they get ticketed for being ignorant. They encounter trouble. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Three words. If you're going to be a wise child of God, you need to build your life, your house, your business, your job, your kids, your family, your health, on the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that God will give you in the map. And the Bible is the Word. And that Word is truth. Well, how do you do it? Well, it's kind of like the guy looking for Carnegie Hall. He asked the guy who had just performed in Carnegie Hall. He said, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And he said, practice, man, practice. How do you develop a life based on the knowledge that God gives? The understanding of that knowledge, the wisdom to apply it to your life. Practice, man. Practice. Three words with a lot of power: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. When God created the universe, he did it through knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Read with me Proverbs 3, 19 and 20. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke forth and the clouds dropped down the dew. What that scripture speaks about really is the kingdom of God. This world is God's handiwork that we live in. It is his kingdom. Jesus is king. God has built his kingdom with knowledge of the rules and understanding the order of things and the wisdom of applying his own rules and order to this creation. Do you want to build your house so that it will succeed? Now, you can just put your... Do you want to build your life so it will succeed? Your kingdom. Every one of us has a kingdom. For some of us, it's just ourselves. For some of us, it includes a family, a spouse. For some of us, it includes a business or a job. For some of us, it includes a profession and clients. For some of us, it's all of the above. That is our kingdom. That is the place where we rule. The house we build, it is the life we build. If you do it right, here is wisdom. Read with me Proverbs 24, 3 to 6. Here we go. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is mightier than a strong man, and a man of knowledge than he who has strength. For by wise guidance you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. This is truth. Let me restate this scripture in terms of our own lives. By wisdom, you can build a good life. And by understanding the order of things, you know where to begin and put down the foundation. By knowledge, you can make good use of your time in all places so that there will be value to all times and all places, as well as blessing and peace. Information can defeat brute force. Experience beats effort that is misguided. Get understanding and direction when you attempt to achieve something or anything, for that matter. Get good advice so that you can win. Building your life, your family, your job, your business, your profession, your future is a matter of getting the information, comprehending the meaning of all the facts and how they apply to your particular situation, then applying them according to correct knowledge and understanding. That is a life that is built on wisdom. Now, when Solomon was king of Israel, or just became king, God asked him what he wanted. And Solomon asked for this. He said, give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. In other words, he said, I need to know knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of how to lead these people so that I can rule them well. And I can take care of my kingdom, my house. You know, the main thing that I pray for as pastor of this church and your pastor, as your pastor, is wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Now, I know that if my leadership is poor, you people are either led astray or poorly led. I know that this church is part of my house, you might say. I want to build it with wisdom. I want it established on a firm foundation. I want the many places and times that are experienced by you and outsiders to be like rooms that are filled with valuable principles and concepts and ideas and also pleasing fellowship. If I build, and by the way, you have to maintain it too. Sometimes that's the hardest part. If I build and maintain this place with wisdom and establish on the foundation of Jesus Christ, and the message presented filled with precious principles and concepts that bring joy and peace and blessing, then we will prosper as a church. We read earlier that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That knowledge is that we are dead in sin without Jesus because we are sinners. Let's read Proverbs 9:10 to come full circle. Here we go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. We come full circle here. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. To know Jesus as Savior is to realize that you are a sinner. You are destined for death and damnation without Him. To know Jesus as Lord as well is understanding that if you don't apply the rules of the King to your life, then you're going to end up with some rotten fruit in your life. It is wisdom to have a healthy respect for the Lord who tells you how to live. You know, if you choose to live your own way, then you get the consequences. You will suffer in this life. You may be going to heaven in the end, but you can get a heck of a lot of hell on earth before you get there if you don't pay attention. It is wisdom to respect God's ways and to live by them. When we receive Jesus as Savior but don't follow Him as Lord, we lose sight. We end up being unwise in our living, and unwise living grinds us down. And it places us in bondage to the consequences of this life if we live incorrectly. If you ignore God's order and you do what you want with your life, you will sin, and when you do it, it will blind you, it will grind you down, and it will bind you up. If you live wisely, you thrive, and you are a blessing. But if you live foolishly, you also bear the fruits of that. So hear this word of truth. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. The beginning of wisdom is also the fear of the Lord. Blessed is the person who finds wisdom and the person who gets understanding. For the gain from it is better than gain from silver, and profit is better than gold. And that's the truth. And that's all I have to say about that. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you help all of us begin to seek you in terms of walking our lives. Not just for salvation, but for living fruitfully and blessed in this life as well, in Jesus' name.